And then I wanted to touch on something else that you hear a lot. People say, oh, King James only is a cult. That's a cult. Somebody said that to me today. That's a cult-like doctrine to be King James only. So I wanted to address a couple things about that. Is that, first of all, they don't even know the definition of the word cult, because a cult is when you're following one person. You know, you're wrapped up in like a cult of personality around a person. Like we think of Joseph Stalin in the Soviet Union. That's called a cult of personality. Or you think of the Mormons. It was a cult around Joseph Smith. It's a cult around Brigham Young. Okay. You think of the Seventh-day Adventists. It's a cult around Ellen G. White. You think of the Branch Davidians. It's a cult following David Koresh. That's a cult. Okay. And then there's the biggest cult in the world, which is following, you know, the Pope, basically, like it's that he's somehow the final authority. But, you know, there are cults around people. There could be a cult following of like a rock star or a politician,
or even a film. They'll use that term for like films. Like there's a cult film because it's,
yeah, a cult classic.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, or there's kind of a Trump cult. If you think about it, people kind of worshiping Trump,
mm-hmm.
and really going berserk for Trump. That's kind of a cult following. So this is what's so stupid to say that about the King James, is that no one does that with King James. I've been, you know, around King James churches my entire life. I've never seen anybody say, we got to get our doctrine from King James, or, well, what did King James believe about that? I've never seen anybody even care what King James thought about it, number one. But number two, if you look at cults, they have like these other texts that are unique to them. Like the Book of Mormon is unique to Mormons. You know, the Seventh-day Adventists have the writings of Ellen G. White. You know, the Jehovah's Witnesses have the New World Translation. That's a cult because they're the only ones who do it. The King James is the number one most best-selling book in the history of mankind. It's the best-selling Bible translation in the history of mankind, you know, overall. And it's the most read Bible version today in 2021. It's the most preached Bible version in 2021. How is that a cult thing? It's the main Bible. It's the number one Bible. And so we're just saying, stick with it. Don't get off on these other goofball translations. How could that be a cult? Like, who are we following in this King James only cult? Who's our guy? Who is it? Is it King James? Because I don't think any of us care what King James believed. I've never heard anybody like invoke him as any kind of an authority on any of our beliefs. Have you?
I've just heard people try to tear him down to somehow legitimize, you know, the Bible, but that's about it, you know.
I've never seen anybody have a cult following around him.
No.
And if we're being accused of having a cult following around the Word of God, well, we're guilty because, mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a cult of Jesus. Jesus is our cult leader then. It's like, think about how stupid that sounds. Because you can't point to any other person that we're following besides Jesus and his word. So how is that a cult? You're basically calling Christianity a cult.
I think a lot of times people who will say that, like KJV onlys are just, they're a cult. They're actually using like Ruckmanism as an example of that. And obviously we wouldn't consider them to be KJV onlys because they have this weird interpretation, but they probably see something like that, which that would be considered kind of like a cult because they follow the writings and teachings of Peter Ruckman and his interpretation of the King James Bible. That's probably what they're looking at when they say that, or judging us based upon the Ruckmanites.